We're doing tip number two in time management. Last time we had a long class, this time we'll do something really short. Very often, we do not move forward on projects because we're missing a link. For example, you know you want to get an insurance plan, but when you have time to think about the insurance plan, you don't have the telephone number to call. And when you get the telephone number, you don't have the time. And so one of the tricks to getting things done is to always think, what is the very next step I need to take in order for something to happen? And then you take it, or at least you prepare it. So tip number one is to identify the next step to getting something done and preparing for it. Have it prepared. Sometimes it's 12 o'clock at night and you remember, I got to call my insurance agent. You can't call him at 12 o'clock at night, but you have time. That's when you remember it. So take down the number, and then next time you'll be at a bus stop waiting. Today we have cell phones. You'll be on a bus. You'll be able to make that phone call. So if you walk around, I left my pad in another room. I walk around with a pad and I write down the things so that when I have that time, when I'm waiting or I have the time, I can take the next step. So that's tip number one of time management. Tip number two of time management. What do people usually do when they come to their desk and they have something important to get done? They do the unimportant things, like cleaning up their desk, like answering the emails that are less important, or reading that news article, which is really not so important. We know we have a few important things to get done, but when we actually come to do them, we get sidetracked. So one of the next rule is you make a list. And you say to yourself, what do I want to do now? And if you've made that list, then you say, what's important? Well, that's what I'm going to do now, and I'm not going to let anything else get in my way. If we are aware of this human weakness, which seems to be universal, then we have taken the first step in overcoming it. Once you've made a list, and you realize that you have to stick to that list or it won't happen, because many people don't get the important things in their life done, because they always get sidetracked to the things that are less important. Now, it could be there's a reason why we don't do the important thing, like going to the dentist. Maybe I don't want to. Maybe I'm finding excuses. So I'm going to make the other phone call first. I'll get to that after I deal with who knows what. If we make a list and we can consciously decide what's important to me now is A, B, C, and D, then when I have the temptation to start surfing, the ringer will ring in my head and say, wait, I'm doing it. I shouldn't be doing this. What's important to me? What should be first on my list? Let's put surfing the web down if it's on the list at all. But let's do what's important first. So we said two things today. We said, number one, it's the link. Am I prepared to take that link? If I prepare, then I could do that link. And number two, it's not to allow ourselves to get sidetracked with little things, which very often by making a list of what I want to accomplish in the next half hour, hour, day, whatever it is, very often that can help me realize what's important on my list and not to get sidetracked.